From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A senior Obama administration official says the United States has relayed its regret for the unintentional loss of life of Syrian soldiers fighting the so-called Islamic State group. The Syrian government said 80 of its troops were killed when U.S.-led coalition warplanes struck an area near the Deir ez-Zor airport Saturday. U.S. officials say the raid was intended for Islamic State militants surrounding the airport and was halted when commanders learned the bombs had hit Syrian troops. Russia called an emergency meeting of the U.N. Security Council in New York to discuss the incident and its implications for a fragile ceasefire hammered out by the United States and Russia earlier this month. Vitaly Churkin is Russia's ambassador to the U.N.
It is quite significant, and I would suggest not accidental, that this happened just 2 days before the arrangements, Russian-American arrangement, were supposed to come into force. The arrangements we have been negotiating with the United States for a long time.
U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power said, however, the emergency meeting was just a stunt meant to distract the world.
The regime has to stop bombing those who have signed up for the cessation of hostilities. And Russia has to deliver the Assad regime, as in the course of the negotiations it assured us it would.
Power said that Russia has never called for such an emergency session when the Syrian regime committed what she called some of the most systematic atrocities we have seen in a generation. She said the Russians are not delivering on their end of a U.S.-Russian deal that included a cessation of hostilities. There was a ceasefire that went into effect Monday, but there has been sporadic violence since. This is VOA News.